one day after the the three main characters of the film, Orton Mergau, who was a member of the Hitler Youth in February 1945, Gunter Nitsch, an American writer of German descent, and Simcha Kaplowitz, a descendant of the surviving prisoner Sheva Kaplowitz, are recalling the story before our eyes. Wow. Since for me, this film began in the summer of 2016 when I met Kaliningrad journalist Alexander Adurichin and learned of this strange and terrible event. At the time of our conversation, witnesses of these events were still alive, but there were no traces of murder. A mass grave has disappeared, a mass grave of Jewish prisoners shot by the Nazis. I wanted to talk about the nature and banality of evil, about what to do when the motherland demands to kill, about people for whom killing was just a job. Unfortunately, since the moment we started making the film, the world has changed unrecognizably, but I am sure that this story not only has not lost its relevance, but has become even more necessary for this brave new world. So you can visit www.aiffest.org for a program and more information on each film. The other one that's at 7 o'clock that night is Am I Not My Brother's Keeper? 30-minute film, East Coast premiere. Nick Stanchev from Bulgaria. It's a narrative. After a tough battle with the Russian army, a Ukrainian Special Forces soldier is rescued by a man of Bulgarian origin, but then faces serious resistance from the local community. Other films that they have, 9:30 International Shorts, The Mirror, The Midnight Trip, Guernica, The Last Exile, and there's just wonderful programs. I mean, you just really need to go onto the website or stop by and get the program. So again, this is the 2023 Arlington International Film Festival, and they have some wonderful offerings. Okay, so also I wanted to make note that at the Armory, which is in Somerville, this Saturday night, November 4th, Terry Kitchen is appearing along with Eric Schwartz and Chris and Meredith Thompson. And so you can go to... Now, why did that disappear? I don't understand. What did I hit? So that's this Saturday night at 7:30 at the Armory. That's on Broadway, and that should be a very nice evening. Okay, so I'll just let him know that that was done. Okay. So we're going to go now. I don't know why this is deciding. Somehow this setting of this one CD player, it's just automatically going, and I don't want it to do that. I want it to wait. All right, let's see. Let's go to this. No. All right. Let's see.
And there's those sad pictures I'm beginning to see now. As I'm welcomed with comfort by the angels of hell. Same old man on the bench throws breadcrumbs to the pigeons. See a blind man is lost with his cane in his hand. Did I mention last week or last? His word was so true that I started to cry. Though clouds darken and raindrops are heard on the window, the beggar still lies there in his torn coat. You see, he's not in style, can't have khakis or Levi's. He's dressed like that photograph you bought in Nepal. And what if your pain was so great that you cried out? And It's clear from their last note that tells us goodbye. And I'm sure there's a way to undo the thread of sorrow and cut the lines that led us this far. Wake up your own soul, wake up your friends, chew off the devil and stay out of harm's way. Wake up your own soul, wake up your secret that's written all over your soul. If you wanna detect it, that shouldn't be hard. There's a mystical song and it comes in your mind, and a flag to declare that you stand on your feet. But you must lift the shades and climb out of your cave. There's a path that could lead you away from your past. So I stare down the sunset, I turn to go home, put my head on the pillow, I fell back asleep, yeah. Wake up your own soul, wake up your friends, chew off the devil, stay out of harm's way. Wake up your own soul, wake up your friends, chew off the devil, stay out of harm's way.
כבר הייתה אהבה, לאדמה טובה חיכתה כמו למים, חיכתה לשמש לשקיעות שבים, ולגל שגעגוע חיכתה, בראשית כבר הייתה אהבה, וחיכתה שיהיו לשמיים, לשאת עיניים אל הכוכבים, וחיכתה גם לאדם וחווה. מישהו מחכה לך בבית, קרוב לכאן אולי באיזו פינה, מקום שתקראי לו בית, כשתיכנסי בו יהפוך לשלך. בראשית כבר הייתה אהבה, וחיכתה שכבר תמצא לה מנוח, וחיכתה לי ילדים בחצר, וגם לעץ לטפס ולנוח בצל. בראשית כבר הייתה אהבה, ואחריה כבר נברא לו הצער, והדמעות והלב השבור, אחריהם הגיעה נחמה. מישהו מחכה לך בבית, קרוב לכאן אולי באיזו פינה, מקום שתקראי לו בית, כשתיכנסי בו יהפוך לשלך. מישהו מחכה לך בבית, קרוב לכאן אולי באיזו פינה, מקום שתקראי לו בית, שתיכנסי בו יהפוך לשלך.
So that was Idan Rachel, Bereshit, in the beginning, and it's from a CD called And If You Will Come to Me on Kombucha. Before that, the Moshav Band, Wake Up, composition by Yehuda Solomon. It's from a CD release called The Things You Can't Afford. And Craig Talman before that, Eliyahu, from the Shabbat Lounge, Sweet Louise Music. All right, so I joined in on an online program that was dedicated to Rabbi Lord Mayor I'm mixing myself up. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, who was an incredible educator and renowned around the world. So it was a time to remember him. This is a little bit ahead of his yard site. And there was a program online entitled To Heal a Fractured World. How true is that? So he died in November 2020. So this the Sacks Conversation was established as an annual event to celebrate and honor his enduring voice impact as a global moral voice in wider society. So it took place in New York City. And if you go to Rabbi Sacks, Jonathan Sacks, on their webpage or on the website, you can probably still get this recording. It was 3 hours, and it was just really wonderful. Keynote address was delivered by Sherry Redstone, chair of Paramount Global, and the Sacks Conversation moderated by Professor Peter Solovey, president of Yale University. And it also featured a panel, Imam Abdullah Antepli, Cardinal Timothy Dolan, and Rabbi Dr. Meir Soloveitchik. Very interesting discussion. So Gila Sacks, daughter of Rabbi Sacks, delivered the closing remarks. Wonderful. And there was a musical interlude by Shimon Kramer, who also led in a prayer for Israel. So available, I think that video is available to view on the website after the event, so you can go to that, Rabbi Sacks. And it was just absolutely a wonderful program. Just wanted to share a little bit about that with you. All right, so we're going to continue on with something from J. Heshy Warsh here on the voicemobile.
Believe. From God still shines in this darkened universe to link us into the chain of Moshe Rabbeinu. Our wise men dedicate their lives to lead us to this light. May it be thy will to open our hearts to their words. Please don't let us fall into the pit of darkness, but let us receive the Messiah in its golden fullness, that we may know the holy path of righteousness. Jump into the sea of the Torah. Jump into the sea of the Torah. In all of your ways, know Him, Da'eyo. Children, the greatness of your name, and pass the truth to your people, Israel. To teach our children the greatness of your name, and pass the truth to your people, Israel. Their lives to lead us to this light. May it be thy will to open our hearts to their words. Please don't let us fall into the pit of darkness, but let us receive the Messiah in its golden fullness, that we may know the holy path of righteousness. Jump into the sea, ye of the Torah. Jump right into the sea, ye of the Torah. In all of your ways, know him, the Ehud. Explore the realms of truth. Explore the realms of eternity. Come closer and closer to God. So jump into the sea, ye of the Torah. Jump right into the sea, ye of the Torah. Na 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 na. Jump right into the sea of the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Amal Merkus, and that is from Putumayo Presents Israel, Ta'alu. Before that, Chaim David Sarashik, Anochi Ha'el, from a CD called Mitzur Devash. And good. Okay, so I have something to share with you. This is posted from a friend, and she said, so my friend Gitti, her trusted friend Deborah Leipziger, posted this on Facebook. She's a daughter of a rabbi from Brazil. Her knowledge of Latin and history and Judaism is very broad. Least to say, a long read, but worth it. So I'll share some of it. It says the book is called Palestina Ex Monumentis Veribus Istratrata. The book is written in Latin in 1695. Rilandi was describing what was then called Palestine. The author Adriani Rilandi is a geographer, cartographer, traveler, a philologist. He knew several European languages, Arabic, ancient Greek, and Hebrew. He visited almost 2,500 settlements mentioned in the Bible. The research was conducted as follows. He first created the map of Palestine. He then designated every settlement mentioned in the Bible or the Talmud with its original name. If the original was Jewish, it meant Pasuk, a suggestion in the Holy Scriptures that mentioned the name. If the original was Roman or Greek, the connection was in Latin or Greek. In the end, he made a population census by settlements. Here are the main conclusions and some facts. The country is mainly empty, abandoned, sparsely populated. The main population is Jerusalem, Akko, Sfat, Jaffa, Tiberia, and Gaza. Most of the population is Jews. Almost everyone else is Christians. Very few Muslims, mostly Bedouins. The only exception is Nablus, now Shechem, where approximately 120 people from the Muslim family Natsha and approximately 70 Shomronim, Samaritans. In Nazareth, the capital of Galilee, lived approximately 700 people, all Christians. In Jerusalem, there are about 5,000 people, almost all Jews, and a few Christians. In 1695, everyone knew that the origin of the country was Jewish. There is not a single settlement in Palestine that has Arabic roots in its name. Most settlements have Jewish originals and, in some cases, Greek or Roman Latin. Apart from the city of Ramallah, there is no Arab settlement that has an original Arabic name. Jewish, Greek, or Latin names that have been changed to Arabic that don't make sense, any sense in Arabic. In Arabic, there is no meaning in names like Akko, Haifa, Jaffa, Nablus, Gaza, or Jenin, and names like Ramallah, Al-Khalil, Hebron, Al-Quds, Jerusalem, they do not have philological or historical Arabic roots. So, for example, in 1695, Ramallah was called Bethel, Bethel, the house of God. Hebron was called Hebron, and the cave of Machpel was called El-Khalil, the nickname of Abraham, by the Arabs. Rinlandi mentions Muslims only as nomadic Bedouins who came to the cities as seasonal workers in agriculture or construction. About 550 people lived in Gaza, half of them Jews and half Christians. Jews were successful in agriculture, especially in vineyards, olives, and wheat. Christians were engaged in trade and transportation. Jews lived in Tiberia and Sfat, but their occupation is not mentioned, except for the traditional fishing in Kinneret. The village of El-Fam, for example, lived 10 families, all Christians, about 50 people. There stood a small Maronite church. The book completely refutes theories about, quote-unquote, Palestinian traditions, Palestinian people, and leaves almost no link between the land and the Arabs, who even stole the land's Latin name, Palestine, and took it for themselves. The book by Adrian Riland, 1676 to 1718, published about Palestine, published in Utrecht in 1714. I thought that was just absolutely so fascinating, because no matter who you hear from the other side, they have all these stories and fables, lies, of the origin of who lived in Israel. Okay, so, I mean, you know what? You can listen to the lies or you can want to know the truth. So I heard a commentator on late night TV, and she was interviewing somebody who's supposedly knowledgeable on the other side, and everything that this woman said was a bunch of lies. But she didn't challenge her even once, not once. So, you know, people are being fed all this stuff. And those people who signed on to letters, including here at Tufts, approving what was done on October 7th, I mean, unbelievable that there's justification for that kind of savagery. That's all I'm going to say. If you're any kind of conscious human being, you know that that was totally, totally not okay, to say the least. Brutality is never okay. All right, so let's get back to some music here. And this is from the Psalms of Ali Ufki, and this is from... Let's see. I want to say, 13, that's what I want. Okay. So this is a Jewish Sufi dialogue. Kecha, I don't think I'm saying it right. Keora. Kecha, Shecha, Keora. Darkness and light are the same. From Psalms 139, 1 through 12. Music is based on the Maftirim song, Azkir Chasdei El Ne'eman, words adapted and arranged by Noam Sender. Okay. Let's see how this goes.
tzavdecha kemu hayal ishtachave mul hadarecha ki erav lo yedidotecha minofet suf vechol dar
Okay, David Sasso with Jacob's Ladder. And I just heard Jacob's Ladder, as I said, over at Malava Malka, escorting the Queen after Shabbos. And that was over at Kelleth Yisrael over on in Brookline. And Jacob's Ladder, we'll see. David Sasso is doing the vocals, mandolin, guitar, and tenor guitar. And Jacob's Ladder is Ariel Weiner on vocals, mandolin, and guitar. Sophia Gerandini on vocals and fiddle. She is quite pregnant and expecting soon. She has a gorgeous voice. G. Rockwell on banjo and guitar. And Noah Harrington on bass. Recorded, where was this recorded? In Boston. Dimension Sound Studios. Very nice. So this is from... a service, let's see, Sasson V'Simcha, Joy and Delight. It's a collection of bluegrass and bluegrass-inspired settings of the traditional Jewish Friday night Shabbat liturgy. Seven selections that are on this CD were recorded on February 26, 2023 at Dimension Sound Studios with accompanying music videos. Nice, very nice. So you can go to www.davidsasso.com or jacobsladdermusic.com. Beautiful. Okay, so we'll go to something from Daniel Gill now, from the Trio Orchestral Works.